It's American Samoa's Best Music Mix, 93KHJ. I want to welcome our good friends from the National Parks, former neighbors and just great stalwarts of the territory. We have Pua Tuaua in studio here with us, along with Anthony Wyborski, and we're talking about the Kupu program. So, Pua, Anthony, good to see you guys. Welcome to the studio, and good to have you on this side. How's it going?
All right. Good morning, Brother John. Good to see you again, and welcome.
Yeah, so we're talking here about some exciting job opportunities. That's just National Parks is a great place to work. You guys obviously have been, you know, there for many years, decades even, and talking about a partnership that you guys have between the National Parks Service of American Samoa and Kupu. So, Anthony, if you could, just sort of tell us what Kupu is, K-U-P-U. I know we've been playing some announcements for that on the radio, but maybe just give us a review.
Yes, thank you, John. So Kupu is a conservation leadership development internship program, and they have been partnered with us for a few years now. And we just want to send out that message that, you know, we've heard in the announcements on the radio, but to let everyone know that those positions, most of them will be working with us here in the National Park.
Okay, well, that's good. And how long have you guys been paired up with Kupu?
I would say for about 4 or 5 years now, we've been working with Kupu interns.
And are there opportunities for locals to kind of get their foot in the door with the National Parks and then develop a career in the field of conservation and training skills?
That's the plan. You know, we're using this internship leadership program as a way to build our development program. You know, we want to be able to hire Native American Samoans, you know, young youths, and give them skills that they can use, you know, not just for working with us, but that they can apply for any job.
Okay, so the long-term goal is you get these interns, and then that's how it works in lots of organizations. People just, they started out as an intern and then kind of work their way up. So your goal then is to kind of identify some of these interns. Maybe you're not going to hire all of them, but, you know, it gives you a good pool to work with and develop from, huh?
Yes. And, you know, we try our best to give them all the skills that they need. You know, it's not just coming into work, learning how to do conservation. You know, they're going to get those experience working with us. You know, learning how to propagate seeds, planting trees, reforestation work, working on trails. We also give them skills that we know will benefit them whichever way their path goes. You know, we give them skills in Microsoft Word, you know, learning how to use Word documents, writing reports, using Excel sheets, you know, learning how to collect data, creating formulas to you know, let them think that there's more to it than just what you're doing. You know, we want to provide those kind of skills. We even give them resume building. We provide training for resume building so that they can improve on their resumes, and also let them know the importance of keeping up with those kind of documents and records.
Right. National Parks is awesome. I mean, it's federally recognized, and it also, just to be an intern there, kind of gets your foot in the door through other avenues too, huh? Like maybe another job in the federal government or ASG, huh?
That's what this program is. It's one of the first stepping stones in trying to develop them into those career opportunities.
And it sounds cool. Like you're not, like you said, you think National Parks, oh, these are those guys working on the trails, going out and whacking the bush. But you get to work outside, but you get to work inside. And so you kind of cover the whole gamut.
We cover everything. We want to give those skills to all the youths we can, you know, and provide that opportunity to open their eyes and try and inspire them to see that, you know, there are career paths, there are options. You just got to look. And you got to pay attention and got to do research.
Okay. So you got the hiring process. Can you tell us how that works?
Yes. So for Kupu, they're pretty specific where they have to have it done online. You have to go to the website. You fill in your application on the website. And from there, our connections with the Kupu, our Kupu reps off island, thanks, mm-hmm. Pua. Yes, our Kupu reps off island will then go through the process, check their resumes, do everything, and then they'll send that back to us for review.
Okay, so you got to get online then. And where do you direct people that are listening to this and saying, "I got to get my kid in on this"? How do they find you guys on the internet? Just check you guys out on Facebook, and I think you got all the links and stuff for emails and phone numbers and all that. So go to look for National Parks of American Samoa on Facebook, and then there I got the press release pulled up. It's actually an email address, conservation@kupuhawaii.org.
There we go.
All right, so there, yeah, that's the email. And let me see here. Let me just pull up my cheat sheet. And yeah, for more info, Anthony, we can reach out to you, and your number is.
My number is 770-1192.
Okay. And finally, is there age or immigration status that we should know about?
Yes. because it'll be working with us in the federal government, we ask or we require that it's basically U.S. nationals or U.S. citizens that need to be able to apply.
Okay. Just because it's a federal partnership?
Right.
Yes.
I see. Okay. And is there an age requirement?
I know our starting 17. Age is from 17 and then up.
Okay, so you could be like 22 and...
You can be 22, right. 24 and still get in.
Kind of like getting in the Army, right? It's
yes.
Not like, yeah. Okay. All right, good deal. So this is Anthony and Pua. Guys, thank you so much for coming on. Was there anything else that you wanted to include in our interview before we wrapped up here?
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to add up, John, on this one is there's some challenges that we're going through with as far as filling out applications. So we encourage a lot of students that try to apply for this, they just gave up because there's so much in the application, but we can help with that. So you can call us at our office, you can stop by at our office as well. We can help them, give them the information on how to apply. The last time that we had about 24 guys that try to apply the last time, but it's getting those references that's really important too. So we want to throw that out there. Those references are really important so we can contact those references to get them in this program. So yeah, so that's one of the challenges I think we face. And I came through this program, not really Kupu, but ACE Conservation. This is, like you said, like you mentioned before, this is a great opportunity for the locals here. Get in this program to get your foot, like you mentioned before, get your foot in the federal government. This is why we're here. Great opportunity, so we want to throw that out there. Don't give up on the application. Apply for it, and yeah, and then we'll see. We'll try to get you
and
in.
Filling out an application is a good practical experience. I mean, man,
absolutely.
That is adult life right there. It's exactly. Filling out forms.
Yes. Right.
And to touch base on those references with Pua, you know, whoever does apply, if you know a reference, contact your reference. Let them know, hey, I'm applying for this internship. Can you check your emails? Because you will get a link. Can you be my reference? Let them know that this email is coming in so you can try and
How
get
many
in.
References do they need?
You need at least two references. Two.
Okay,
at
so you two. Call two people that you aren't related to you.
Exactly.
Maybe an ex-school teacher or a JROTC instructor. And
or maybe even your pastors.
There you go, yeah.
You can have Absolutely. Your pastor.
Spiritual advisor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just tell them, hey, I put your name down. Somebody's going to email you. They contact them digitally then, huh?
Yes, everything's right. done through email.
So you're not going to get a call. You're going to get an email.
You're going to get an email.
All right. So you got to make sure you're okay. You got to do a little bit of background work, but yeah.
Yep.
Should be solid. Two references is not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can put
so
that
don't
together.
Give up. It's no problem.
And if
don't
you can't get two get references, then you shouldn't be in the program. Maybe that's why they have it, huh?
Yes.
And
All
also right. what Pua brought up, you know, the successes. In the national park, we had 7 to 9 members that started in Kupu or similar programs that have gone to either gotten career opportunities with us or with ASG. So, you know, it really helps out in the long run for our island community and, you know, and the benefits it gives.
Right.
Yeah. Once you get in the program, like you mentioned, Anthony, before, we give a lot of trainings. A lot of skills, so it's really a great program, great opportunity for the locals.
People look at resumes and they say, "Whoa, what's this? You worked at a fast food restaurant?" Okay, yeah. But then they see the, "Oh, wow, this is National Parks of American Samoa. This is a federal agency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is recognized all over the world. So, cool. National Parks of American Samoa. Find them on Facebook. It's got all the details there, the email addresses that you need to know, and fill out the paperwork. You got to be 17 or and a U.S. national or U.S. citizen, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Well, still, that's pretty much everybody that's under 18 here anyway. So, All right, good stuff. Thank you guys for coming on. Pua, great to see you, man. And Anthony.
See you, brother.
Say hi to mom and dad. I love your dad, man. He's always fun to read his stuff on Facebook. So shout outs to Ray and all those guys. 93KC, we'll be back after these messages. Thanks, guys.